Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you have cold hands, cold feet? Do you get ringing in the ears? Do you have more hair loss than you think you should when you take a shower or run a comb through it or a brush through it? What about getting dizzy when you stand up quickly? You know, tie your shoes, stand up, and all of a sudden lightheaded. Well, all of those are symbolic of, or they even go beyond symbology, they are actual issues dealing with poor circulation. Now, what is it that makes for poor circulation? Well, obviously, it's the fats, and let me back up. It's the diet. Let's say it for what it is. We eat too many saturated fats, trans fats, hydrogenated fats, and we may actually even drink a little. And what all of that does is it not only does it clog up the liver, but it clogs up the arteries. There go cold hands, cold feet, hair loss, all of those. What's happening is the little capillaries that would bring blood to those areas. And by the way, some of those capillaries are only a cell wide. So you can begin to see you get a little piece of cholesterol or fat in there and it blocks the cell from moving forward. Well, that part of the body is going to starve. And so what happens, the first thing you feel are the cold fingers, cold hands and cold fingers. Well, and cold feet. The real easy way to get rid of these, not using a statin drug, not taking red yeast rice. And again, they block the liver. I'm not a fan of anything that blocks a transaction in the body that the body should be making. You know, when I had clients come to me in McAllen, Texas, we had a chelation doctor in Alamo who was doing chelation therapy. Well, I couldn't do that because I don't have a license. So what I had to do was figure out what nutrients the body uses to regulate itself. And you know what they are? Choline, inositol, and the amino acid methionine. And I remember when I first came into the industry, these were really big sellers, and they were called lipotropic nutrients. Lipo meaning fat, tropic meaning heat. These three nutrients will lower your cholesterol. That simple. No drugs, no blocking of a transaction. They emulsify cholesterol. Now, some of the things that choline is essential for is that one of the things that it does is it helps form in the liver lecithin. And lecithin, you know, now you can go into the health food store and you can get lecithin right off the shelf. I mean, you can also get choline and inositol and methionine. You can get everything I'm telling you off the shelf. But here's the deal. Buy it in combination forms. Don't buy separate nutrients. Even though I may talk about separate nutrients, don't buy them that way. One, you'll spend a fortune. You'll be ingesting more fillers, binders, excipients than you care to. Not that they're dangerous or detrimental, but why spend the money on them when you can buy combinations that will give you everything you need? And there's quite a few products in the marketplace that will help to lower cholesterol. But choline, like I said, is good for lecithin. And one of the beautiful things about lecithin, even though it's an oil in your bloodstream, it will bond to other oils and fats, but it's water dispersible. So you actually end up urinating cholesterol out of your system. So that's one thing. Choline is also used for, again, the fats and cholesterols in the body and from preventing an accumulation in the liver. And I told you how we gum up the liver. So you could use choline for that. The other part of the formula that is ideal and part of making lecithin is inositol. Inositol has many different uses. Another fabulous use for it is that it helps strengthen the myelin sheath of the nervous system. So I think that this is probably a product that most people with MS may benefit from. I don't have, you know, it's interesting. One, I don't have any MS clients at this point. And two, people with diseases are often really afraid to try something if it's not part of what their doctor says. And the catch-22 with that is that you may miss out on an opportunity to provide yourself not only with relief from symptoms, but maybe even end up providing a nutrient that would facilitate the arrest and possibly cure of a condition. Because when you look at conditions and you get the Merck manual, the doctor's Bible, it will tell you most of them have no known cause. In fact, I'm in the middle of writing a book on autoimmune diseases. The medical community thinks it's a haywire autoimmune system. I don't. I think it's perfect. I think the body is doing exactly what it needs to do to help you understand you and what you're going through. Anyway, another thing that inositol will help for, as well as choline working together, they'll help eliminate the possibility. Well, that may be a bit more than I can say. They may help with hardening of the arteries. See, and that's another complaint that I have about red yeast rice and statin drugs. They do nothing to whack on the arterial walls. Choline and inositol will help emulsify the cement that holds those metallic ions that make the plaque in place. And look at this from a symbolic point of view. Choline represents inner strength. And when you see the way that it works, and we go back and we see that it works in the liver to form lecithin, that it also is part of acetylcholine for brain stimulation. And when you take a look at inositol, which is symbolic of integrity, you can begin to see how these two can work together to bring about change. Because when you draw on your inner strength and you approach things from a position of personal power with integrity, one, you have a quiet strength. Two, you will get accomplished what you need. And what all of that will do for you is help you to move forward in life with more courage, more confidence. That's why you got to take your B vitamins every day. And help you to resolve issues. In this case, I guarantee you, using choline and inositol, throw in niacin for good measure, because niacin is also an emulsifier. It is symbolic of openness and receptivity. So you can begin to see, by getting rid of the cholesterol, getting rid of the fat in the bloodstream, opening up the arteries, opening up the capillaries, you'll get more oxygen. One, you'll get more blood to the extremities, so you'll get rid of the cold hands, cold feet within days. The ringing in the ears takes about 2 weeks. The hair loss you can get rid of in about 10 days. Use these all together. Improve your circulation. Lower your cholesterol without the use of drugs. Remember, your body wants to be in perfect balance and harmony, so it will utilize what you give it as building material. Make sure you give it something that's really healthy, loaded with vitality, and look at high potency supplements as the perfect way to supplement your organic living diet. Because if you do all that, I guarantee you, you will stay well.